The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Schiavocampo. Today on The Trend Reporter, new eyelash trends. Super affordable, beautiful false lashes that are supposed to be easier to apply than traditional lashes using glue. But the big question is, does it work? We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty trends worth knowing. Hey, trendsetters. So you may have noticed that there is a boom of new lash products on the market, completely new innovations in false eyelashes that have never been seen before. So this isn't about specific brands. It's about new product categories, So completely new ways of getting longer lashes. I have some exciting news to share before we start. I am now doing 2 product giveaways every single week. Amazing makeup, skincare, and wellness products. To enter, just leave me a 5-star review on Apple and include your Instagram handle in the review so I can contact you if you win. Okay, now back to these cool new lash trends. I asked my friend and lifestyle reporter, Joelle Gargiulo, to help me test them out and find out if they work. So before we get to what we found and whether or not it works, are you a lash person? Like, do you consider yourself a lash pro?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm a lash lover, which I think is different than a lash pro.
Oh, you're right. That's the distinction.
I've been getting eyelash extensions probably for 7 years. And on and off for 7 years, but like for the better part of 7 years. So
the ones where you go to the place and they put on the individuals?
Yes.
And you like those?
Well, here's the thing. Like, depends on what you want them for. I like that because I could put it on and then I could roll up to my daughter's school with the mask on and everyone's like, why do you look so good at 8:40? And it's like, I just woke up like this. You can't really tell that they're fake. Like, maybe she's gone with it.
Did they ever damage your lashes?
Yes. Absolutely. They're terrible for you. The glue is terrible for you. You know, I have no lashes left. That's why I get them. So it's sort of this cycle. Like, you go, you get the lash extensions, then you need to get a lash serum to make your lashes grow more. Then they fall out. Then you're like, oh my God, I don't like the way that I look. Then you do them again. It's just, it goes and goes and goes and goes. And I just think, like, listen, you know, we'll do anything for beauty, but they just look so good.
They just look so good. I have literally been wearing strip lashes every day of my life since I was like 20. Like, I will put on a strip lash to go to the corner store because once you're used to that look, that just like full. And then I have like a range of lashes. I have like the really natural, you know, wispy one. I have a really full glam one. It's like you can change the whole look of your face so easily just with your eyes. So I'm absolutely addicted to lashes. So I want to start with this new discovery I made that I cannot stop telling people about. So the most exciting thing that's happening in my life right now is my trips to the drugstore. Like, this is as good as it gets. I go to the drugstore. I will spend 2 hours in the drugstore. I'm going up and down every aisle. I'm looking at every product. I'm looking at scrunchies. I'm looking at shampoo. I'm looking at lotion. I mean, this is the only exciting thing in my life.
CVS has stepped up its game on a whole new level.
But I also think we're very deprived of genuine entertainment right now. Let's be like, would this excite us this much a year ago? So I'm in the drugstore and I'm looking at all the new lash products and I see this Falscara and I'm like, oh, what's this? And I look at it, I'm like, I've never heard of it. It's a new category of product. So I take it home, I try it. I texted a bunch of makeup artist friends. I'm like, you guys try this? And I send them pictures and they're like, is that a mascara? Okay, let me tell you what Falscara is. Falscara is cluster lashes. So, you know, you have a strip and then you have that kind of thing that looks like a strip cut up into little pieces, little tiny pieces. And typically they're kind of tricky to put on. Like, even for me, someone who loves lashes and uses them all the time, the cluster lashes are hard to put on. Like, you have to dip them in like a little drop of glue and then place them and then they fall and they're just not great. So these are like, these are cluster lashes. They're teeny tiny segments of false lashes. Step one is you put on the adhesive. It's like a mascara wand. It's the adhesive. It feels and looks and smells like nothing. You're like, what is this thing? It's like, it could be water for all I know. You put it on your lashes. You take the cluster. You put it on under your lash, not on top, not in the lash line, but you put it underneath. When you put it there, it just sticks. So it's sticking underneath your lash line. So you line underneath with these clusters And then it has a sealer, same tube as the adhesive, but on the other side. You know, it's double-sided. You say, and applies the same way, like a mascara wand. You brush the adhesive on, or the sealer rather. You brush the sealer on and it bonds them. And then I took my fingers and just kind of smushed them together. It looks like lash extensions. It is so natural. It is so beautiful. It lasted for 3 days. I worked out. I showered. I slept, obviously. It was like the best of lash extensions with none of the things that I hated about lash extensions. And they cost $19.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. When they fall off, how do they fall off?
It comes with a remover. So you, I think I may have lost one, which told me it was time to take them off. So you take a cotton pad, you soak them, you soak the cotton pad with the remover, you hold it on top for like 5 or 10 seconds because you're trying to dissolve that bond. And then they just come, you just pick them right off. And your lashes look none the worse for wear. They're not sticky. They're not, I didn't appear to lose lashes. I was looking at the clusters to see if my own lashes came off with it. It didn't. And you can reuse them. This, it's like, you look like you have the most beautiful natural lashes with mascara on. That's what it looks like. Then I Googled it and I'm like, how have I never heard of this before? So there is a product on the market that is, I think, identical. It looks like the same exact product. It's called Lashify. Lashify is very expensive. An entire new Lashify kit is about $150. So I think this is a game changer because if I were going on vacation, even just being in quarantine, you know, I don't want to look, every time I walk past a mirror, I'm like, ugh, like, girl, get it together. I don't like that feeling. So I would just love, like, just to have a little lash on from time to time.
There is something about lashes that just makes you feel better.
Your eyes are the, like, window to your soul. And I really do believe that. Have you ever done an eye gazing exercise?
No.
Oh my God, it will change your life. Do it with your husband tonight.
What do we do?
Okay. And it doesn't have to be your husband. I did it with my sister. We healed a years-long rift with a 2-minute eye gaze. At the end of it, we were in tears hugging each other. Okay.
Wait, you just stare at each other?
It's not a staring contest in the sense that, like, you can't blink. You just have to maintain eye contact for a period of time. And think of it like a sprint on the treadmill. It might sound like a small amount of time, but once you get into it, you realize, like, oh shit, this is a long time. 2 minutes will feel like 15. When you gaze in somebody's eyes, you really do feel like you're looking to their soul. You see how they see you. You see how they're looking back at you. You see their fears and vulnerabilities and, I mean, you see everything. It's pretty life-changing.
That's such a beautiful thing.
Okay, so the next product I tried is glue liner. It's glue, but a liner. So the glue liner is a new way to attach the lashes. So you can use the glue liner with any lash just like you would any kind of glue. And it applies just like an eyeliner. So just like a liquid eyeliner, I'm wearing it now. So you can see, like, it has that same, like, super black, you know, the finish is the same. The application is the same. The texture is the same. Everything about it is the same. So it's not terribly sticky when you touch it. It's a little tacky, but not as tacky as the traditional glue, which made me skeptical. Like, is it going to work? But when you put the lash on it, I don't know if there's something about kind of the whatever material the lash band is made of. They just work. It's like peanut butter and jelly. So you put it on there. It sticks to your lid. Here's what I didn't love about it. It was hard to reposition because, you know, when you have the traditional glue, it's a little slippery before it sets all the way and you can kind of maneuver it a little bit. You can't really do that. So when you stick the lash on, it's like fixed there. You can take it off and put it back on, but every time you peel it off, it takes a little bit of the glue off. So you kind of got to get the positioning right. And the other thing that I did not love about it was it's so hard to get off. It's like waterproof makeup times 3. You know, it's a lot of scrubbing. It's a lot of pulling. It's a lot of, like, oil products, you know, Aquaphor and Butter Balm and, you know, to get the actual glue off. So does it work? Yes, it does work. And it is much less messy.
I have a hard time with that because I get the glue everywhere. I get the glue in my eye. I get it all over the place. Like, I'm a mess.
Try the lash glue. I think you would like it. Okay, now onto the ones you did try, magnetic lashes. So you tried two different kinds of magnetic lashes. One we'll call the magnet sandwich, right? Because you have to sandwich your lashes between it. So just give us a really quick rundown of how does it work? How do you actually apply them?
Okay. So for the, so I tried the two different kinds of lashes. So for the lash sandwich, the magnetic sandwich, the way that that is supposed to work is you put the one lash on top. It's a magnet and it's labeled. It says upper and under. And then you put the other one underneath and then you try to get them to go together, right? So the magnets stick together. Fine. What I don't like about this is that it's heavy and you could feel it. You could feel it on your eye. You know what I mean? Like you feel it weighing down your lashes and weight's not good for your lashes. If it did work, I would love it because then you don't have to mess around with glue, whether it's, you know, traditional lash glue or the magnetic lash glue, that it can get messy. So in theory, like I wanted to love these and I wanted these to work. They didn't work for me because I couldn't get them to stay on throughout my whole eye. And I've been trying these things on and off for years, but I went really hard the last 2 weeks and every day I tried to do it and I could never get it where it was on the whole way.
Right.
Now, if you need, you know, to put lashes on super quick for something like this, FaceTime, Zoom, video call with work, I think that it would be fine because, you know, you can't see up close right now. But right. If you need to go out in public, I just wouldn't recommend them at all.
Okay. So then the big question, does it work? What's your verdict for the magnet sandwich lashes?
I'm sure it works for some people. It did not work for this girl. It didn't work. It didn't work for me. It didn't work. Like, I don't want my lash half on, half off in public. And, you know, especially now we're wearing masks when we're out. So like the focus is really on your eyes.
Right.
When you're wearing fake lashes, you don't want everybody to know that you're wearing fake lashes.
Right.
And to me, it's completely apparent that I'm wearing fake lashes and I'm pulling a Britney. I always go back to that Britney Spears interview with Matt Lauer I love Britney. Hail Britney. But I always go back. I remember watching that and her lash being half off during the interview. And I was like, why is nobody stopping her?
I think every woman that saw that had the same reaction. We're like, we can't even pay attention to what she's saying. We're like, why didn't somebody step in and say, like, we need 5 minutes to put this lash back on?
Exactly.
So then the other type of magnetic lash, which a lot of people get these two mixed up. You know, when I post about loving magnetic lashes, I will hear from people who will say, like, what are you talking about? They suck. And I'm like, no, I think you're thinking of the previous version of magnetic lashes. So this is a new version of magnetic lashes. How does this work?
Okay, so I tried many different brands of that. So what you have is you have a lash glue. Some brands do lash glue in a pot, so it's like a gel liner, and other ones have it where it looks like it's eyeliner, and you know, you put it on the lid. So the way that this works is the lash glue or the lash gel, it has magnetic properties in it, and then the lash that you adhere to that has a magnet on it. So the magnet sticks to the liner. The first time I was doing them with certain brands, I would put it on, put the liner on, and then put the lash on immediately. And that's not gonna work. You have to let it dry. When you do the former fake lashes with the actual glue, you put it on and you put the lash on immediately.
Right, you don't want it to get too dry.
So that's what I was doing and nothing was working. I'm like, why isn't this working? And then I actually read the instructions and was like, okay, so let's follow the instructions now. And the more I did it, the better I got with them.
Did you feel like they were easier to put on than the traditional glue?
Well, for me, they are. Because again, with the glue, I'm always getting things in my eyes. What I did find was all of the magnetic glue liners are not created equally.
So like an actual liner as opposed to a pot.
I didn't like the pot. The pot didn't work for me. It irritated my skin a little bit. So I like the applicator to be thin because I could play with it more.
I love that.
You know, and again, if you're not somebody who loves liner, well, you can go thinner on the liner. I happen to love liner. So I also called around to a couple of different eye doctors too, because I was so skeptical. I don't know, when you just hear put a magnet by your eye.
I've wondered that too. If there's anything unwise about putting magnets so close to your eye.
I was like, okay, when you hear synthetic iron oxide, which is what is in this liner, I was like, that can't be
synthetic
good.
Synthetic iron oxide. Okay, so it's a synthetic iron, metal.
And it has to be synthetic because if it's not, they could be contained with heavy metals if they're natural. So that's why it's got to be synthetic. But
yeah,
it's,
that makes sense.
It's FDA approved. And what all of the different doctors told me, they were like, no, it's it. We don't know of cases where anything bad has happened.
So you tried several different brands.
Yes.
So let's quickly go through the brands and you just tell me like if you loved it or if you hated it. So Ardell. Ardell is a drugstore brand.
Okay, so I'm going to give like a little asterisk here. I love their false lashes, their traditional false lashes. Those are the ones that I use. They're easy. You can get a bunch. They're a really great price point. I did not love their magnetic lashes. I don't like their liner because it's the pot and I just find the application brush to, I get, it's a mess for me. I'm going to say somewhere between a B and a B minus.
Okay. Kiss.
Kiss was my favorite. And these ones you can get at CVS. You can get them at Ulta. I would give these an A.
Airshine.
I also loved Airshine. I did really like those. I would have given them an A minus.
EAS Beauty.
Okay, so these ones I got on Amazon. They were highly recommended on Amazon. The first day I wore them, I hated them, so I would have given them a D. I did like the price point. It comes with five pairs. It comes. I actually really like their glue, so you can see, you know, it comes with a bunch.
Okay.
I wanted to give them another shot because I hated them so much. Again, this was towards the beginning of my testing, so I'm wearing them right now actually, and I do like them more, but I just don't find them to be as secure as the other ones. And for that reason, I'm going to say C.
Okay. I have this theory about Amazon's pick. I don't buy the reviews. I think a lot of I have no evidence for this, but I think a lot of times they're bought. And I think there's something in like Amazon will bump somebody up for some reason that benefits Amazon, even though it's not the best product. Because I've had a lot of experiences where Amazon's pick sucked.
I felt that way with these.
Scandal Eye.
This is the one that I got because I saw an influencer posting about it. And she was doing it in her car. She made it look so easy and it looked so good on her. This was my worst one that I did.
Oh,
so
no.
I would say like a D or maybe even lower.
Why?
I mean, they were expensive. They weren't cheap. I think that these ones cost me around like $40, $42, even though I know they do specials. It just wasn't a good product. And like, if you can get them on, I didn't like the glue. I hated the glue. It's like a very thick glue application, but then it's a very thin lash and it just looks like a bunch of eyeliner and almost my natural lashes. And they didn't stay on. I couldn't maneuver them.
I hate a lash like that. It's like a kitten heel. Like why? What's the point? Like either wear flats or a stiletto. Like
which one? Yes. So I was super, again, the packaging is great, but I was really disappointed in them.
The packaging is beautiful.
The packaging is beautiful. Great packaging, but the product sucks.
Yeah, no, it has to have both. I'd rather have shitty packaging and an amazing product. Like give it to me in a brown bag if it's going to be amazing.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can safely say that the magnetic lashes do work, but not all brands are created equal. So overall of everything that we have, so we have the traditional lashes with the glue. We have the glue liner. We have the magnet sandwich. We have the magnetic liner, and we have the false cara. Based on what we talked about today, which one do you think is your pick moving forward?
Oh, the magnetic liner.
Okay.
And the lashes, definitely. However, I am still going to get my eyelash extensions when I can.
You are?
I am.
Okay.
I am, yeah. Because, and I'll tell you why. But I love these now. So for work, when I need more of a pow, I am doing the magnetic lashes with the magnetic liner. That's what I am doing for sure. I'm throwing out my glue because the traditional glue, it's toxic. It's not good. Like goodbye. That's gone. What about you?
You know, I still would go with the traditional glue. I think, you know, maybe it's because I'm so set in my ways at this point, but what I love, love, love about glue is that I can really get into that lash line. Like I can put that lash like right in that lash line so that it looks as natural as possible. And when the lash is attaching to a liner, you're really attaching it to the lid. No matter how close you get, you're still attaching it to the lid. So I just didn't, with all of them, I didn't love the fit. I liked it, but I didn't love it. It wasn't like a knockout. So I think I'm still going to stick with the glue.
It's so interesting. Like right now, I don't even feel like I'm wearing anything.
They're very comfortable.
They are. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
They are. One, again, don't, what I would say to people is if you're going to try it, just keep at it, right? Like, don't let the first time deter you, because that's what's been happening to me. And so that's why I kept going back and buying more and more and more and more. And now, like, these ones, I did them in a minute, you know,
very convenient.
Now it's really convenient. And then I could just pull this off. I don't need it anymore. And I'm good. So I think practice makes better.
Practice makes better. Joelle, thank you so much. Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, at Joelle Gargiulo, JoelleGargiulo.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.